Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the greater Detroit area is Kathy Buchanan with Independent Carpet One Floor and Home. Kathy, how you doing?
I am doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You know, they talk about the strength of social media. I'm calling you today because this morning on Facebook, I saw a post where you're redoing your showroom. I want to talk mostly about that. But before we get there, let's talk just about business conditions. How's business at Independent Carpet One Floor and Home this year?
Well, can I just talk about June? Because it's stellar. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing right, but we're doing something. As of today, which is June 29th, our numbers are up 24.7%, and I have one more day yet to boost that number up, so I'm excited about that. For the year right now, we're up about 8% total.
Well, that's fantastic. And so how are you bringing in the store traffic? What's the secret there?
Well, social media, that got you to call me. We're doing a lot with Facebook, and Facebook is basically, it's not free, but it's minimal cost investment, and it's actually reaching the people that have that expendable money that I want to attract. The younger kids, like within the ages of 20 to 30, aren't as much on Facebook as other generations are.
Yeah.
I mean, even my kids say, Mom, you're on Facebook. I don't even go on Facebook anymore. And it's like, that's fine. You don't have money to buy flooring.
That's
everyone
right.
else does. Facebook is attracting the people and the demographics that I want to attract, and it's very cost effective.
Are you still doing traditional advertising?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'm on TV quite a bit. We do a lot of TV advertising. People will come in and they'll see me and they'll say, oh, my gosh, you're on TV. Yep. Or at church, they'll ask me, how long have I been the spokesperson for that store? And I was like, it's my store.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not just a spokesperson. So TV works very, very well. I have a radio show on Saturdays that I do with a company called Hire It Done. So it's for people that are wanting to do things within their home, roofs or windows or flooring or whatever. So I'm the so-called expert on flooring.
Let me ask you this. If you take a look at your total spend for promotion, how much of it goes to traditional media and how much of it goes to this new digital media now?
I'm an anomaly because so many of the Carpet One dealers we just had a meeting are really focusing on digital.
Yeah.
I agree with digital, but you still have to be out there. People are still watching TV. So I'm going to say 60% is traditional, 40% is new wave. Let's call it new wave advertising.
All right. Well, let's talk about the redo on your store. There's pictures on Facebook, so I'm surprised I'm not hearing Hammer in the background right now. But
I closed my office door, and all of the loud noises done. Joe is actually setting the luxury vinyl flooring right now, so that's a little bit quieter.
Okay. So you had a 10,000 square foot showroom. First off, you know, well, I guess one of the things I'm curious about. People know that a vignette or, you know, showing what a room would look like is important. So what you put on the floor is very important. One of the questions I've got is, what are you changing? And then how are you figuring out how much balance to put between carpet and hard surface in there?
Well, I know that hard surface has made a very large paradigm shift.
Yeah.
So we are selling more hard surface than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
In some stores, it's almost 70-30. 70% hard surface, 30% soft surface. Walking into my showroom, we are still a carpet store.
Yeah.
It's very visual. So I'm going to say that I'm an anomaly. I'm like 60-40, 60% soft surface, 40% hard surface.
Right.
It's slowly shifting. And with that being said, we've just taken on the Karastan line. We've been awarded the Heritage and Beautiful Gallery of Karastan, which I'm thrilled about.
Mm-hmm.
And that started the movement in my showroom because where my Anovia, which is a Carpet One program, and where my Stainmaster department is, now has to shift down to make space for my 800 square feet of Karastan gallery space.
Okay.
And so right now I'm putting in luxury vinyl flooring to showcase those displays, Stainmaster and Anovia. I have five different floors going in there before the new carpet comes in.
So you've got Karastan. Now, do you have to put a sign out front that says you've got Karastan?
Yes, we do, and we have to follow a lot of guidelines that Carasana have. They're very selective about how you advertise. I'm excited about that because I love to advertise.
Yeah.
And yes, we'll have a sign. We'll probably do something on our message board, not necessarily on the building itself.
I should point out, most people know because we've done several interviews, but you're second generation. Your parents were in this business, and you're at that same location that they were, and business, as you say, continues to go well a lot of times because of the referrals from people who bought from you before, right?
Referral business is huge. You cannot deny that word of mouth and referral business isn't what keeps the company alive. I think being in a stationary place for as many years as we have, as I've mentioned, 50 years next year, there comes with that a sense of trust, confidence, security for the consumer, especially when they see a family member in the store. And that's one of our rules of thumb. Monday through Sunday, there has to be someone of the family here, whether it be one of my two brothers or myself.
Uh-huh.
And then when my mom pops in, it's kind of even better because people will remember her from 20, 30 years ago. And I'm like, oh, my God, they remembered my mom?
I think part of the secret, too, is your energy, your enthusiasm. I'm looking at these pictures that you probably took yesterday or this morning.
And
you still have balloons, you know, hanging in the air. You got this big sign that says the one store for your perfect floor. So you're constant promotion, aren't you?
Constant. What I promote on TV or in print, I want them to feel that same exuberance and excitement within my store. So if there's something going on in the media, they need to know that it's happening within my store as well.
Is there any one thing you're doing now that you wish you'd started doing several years ago?
I wish we would have been a Carpet One store before 1997. I think that's the greatest thing that we ever did was to join this wonderful co-op because I have learned so much from my mom and dad, but unmeasurable amounts from the Carpet One management team, and I'm constantly learning.
I mean, part of it's being part of that co-op, but also it's that network within the co-op, right? I mean, you get to talk to...
Absolutely. Yeah. I learn from them day in and day out. We have a Facebook network that only Carpet One members can be a part of.
Yeah.
And we're constantly battling back and forth, or not battling, but talking back and forth. How does anyone handle this? Does anybody carry this product? What do they think about this product? Have you gotten your new bow floors display? Oh, my gosh, we're loving it. And I'm like, oh, man, you have yours. I don't have mine yet.
Yeah.
And it's fabulous. It's kind of like family across the United States and Canada. And you can reach out to them, and we're all friends, and we all want to improve each other's business. And it's the one thing that you can't deny. We have a great, tight network amongst the Carpet One members.
Let me ask you, there's a little bit of bad news that happened you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Did you used to sell any royalty in your store?
Well, let's put it this way. My brother had the royalty display in an inconspicuous area of the store because it's not a Carpet One program.
Right.
I kind of poo-pooed the line because it doesn't carry all of the Carpet One warranties and the beautiful guarantee. And it didn't have anything more special than what I already have in my collection. So I wasn't sad by it. I'm sad for the people that lost their jobs and the positioning that it had. So you're talking maybe to the wrong person.
I think they were mostly West Coast. So I think
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, great. Kathy, so good to talk to you. Thanks for sharing what you're doing with rebuilding your showroom. Again, I've been talking to Kathy Buchanan, co-owner of Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in the greater Detroit area. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.